Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everybody, this is Kevin Dixon. I'm one of the pastors at Journey Church. And just a little bit of news before we get on with the Journey Now podcast. We are located in Brentwood, Tennessee, and we have been invited by some of our local churches here in the Nashville area to join them in fasting and praying today on Good Friday. We're looking to ask God to join with us for mercy and grace, help us in this time of this pandemic. And if that appeals to you, we would love for you to join together with us to fast and pray today on Good Friday. Well, this weekend is the celebration of the high point of the calendar for us Christians. This is a great weekend. It's the celebration of Easter. It's a celebration of the resurrection. And the beauty of that is most of the time, it's at springtime. It's in the part of spring when usually the fullness of winter is behind us. We're looking into the sunny days, the warm days, especially here in Tennessee. Where I grew up in Minnesota and Wisconsin, it definitely wasn't always the case. Sometimes we got snowstorms after Easter, and it was still winter sometimes. But for us, it's the warmth of the day. It is being able to go, oh, okay, this is a new season. We've stepped into a new season. And with that comes a lot of hope. With that comes a lot of just looking to the future. And I'm just reminded of how good it is to celebrate Easter and be reminded of the central truth that we all believe in our faith is that Jesus rose from the dead. But when I was younger, I never gave it much thought. I was just always really thankful that it was a four-day weekend so I could get out of school. And I knew that Good Friday was about remembering the death of Jesus. But the reality was, until I got older, I never dwelt much on it. I never really thought a whole lot about why Good Friday was even called good. But as I got older, I began to realize that the weekend is this strange tension between great loss and amazing victory. There's this tension that exists between Friday and Sunday, and that it is rooted in this idea of grief. Great grief on Friday, but then sweet reunion on Sunday. It's the tension between death and life. The realization that Good Friday had to happen in order for there to be a resurrection on Sunday. That's the tension. That is what really our faith is rooted in, this idea that the power of the resurrection is amazing, but yet it took a great cost to get there. Over the many years that I've pastored, my hope has been to explain the tension of that day, of that weekend, so that we might rest in the good of it, the good of Good Friday, not the bad. It is such a polarizing event. An innocent man was brutally executed. How do we find the good in the cross then? How do we find it? How do we celebrate on Good Friday? Humanity on Good Friday demonstrated or exposed all its evils as Jesus was killed. So it's really just a strange day to call good. But we need to find good in the cross. We need to find how it could be good. It requires us to see the effect of the event and its far-reaching good. To say that what happened to Jesus was good would be wrong and ill-advised. Saying that it was good that Jesus was crucified. But to say what happened to Jesus was for the good of all mankind is beginning to get to the idea of how we can see good in an unjust crucifixion. Understand the cross and its good is summed up in the verse 2 of Hebrews 12. It says this, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Scorning its shame, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." See, Jesus endured the cross for the joy of knowing the outcome overwhelmed the cost. There is this sense of where he began this whole process knowing that what was before him was the cross, but yet he did it with joy. There is a scene in the Garden of Gethsemane. The soldiers have come to arrest him, and with just his words, he was able to knock them all to the ground. If I was one of those guys, I'd be like, I'm out. This guy has power I've never seen before. This is who Jesus was. And Jesus was in complete control of the situation. They were not. Jesus' death was not because some man willed it, somebody ordered it, or because he was caught and couldn't get away. Nope. Jesus could have walked away from the cross. He could have walked away in the garden. He didn't have to come to Jerusalem. He didn't have to get caught. He willingly went to the cross. He gave up his life. It wasn't taken from him. Oftentimes we see this as somebody did this to him. No, it was a willing sacrifice. This always helps me with the idea of what is good and how this could be good. Jesus endured the cross because he could see beyond the temporary pain of it and the outcome of it. Without the cross, there is no resurrection. Death still has a grip on us. The ultimate outcome of the cross is death is vanquished by the resurrection. Death is defeated. Death is somehow put into its proper place. It is put under the control of the one who defeated it. In 2 Timothy 1, verses 9 and 10, Paul is telling his protege, this grace was given in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The good is in the outcome. Death is destroyed. This grace was given in Jesus before the beginning of time. So as we celebrate Good Friday, as you celebrate Good Friday, the day is a reminder of the value of the human soul and the desire for God to have us forever. It is a good to be loved by God so deeply that he was willing to suffer and die just for us humans because he values us. So as the week went on, as this weekend unfolds for you and you are dwelling on the historic events that unfolded so many years ago, Good Friday is to be remembered for God's willing gift. Celebrate Easter with a heart full, for Good Friday gave us resurrection power. You are prayed for. You are seen. We will get through this together, and we will come out the other side stronger people. And enjoy Easter and celebrate the resurrection. See you soon.